It, when we lived down in the in Texas, in Houston, Galveston, we lived on a family farm by the name of Bush, and there's just a man and his wife and a grown daughter, and they had boarding three or four, and they lived there that was working at a warehouse where they unload this ride and load on boats. Mm-hmm. That's the fact. Well, they had to go half a mile or more through the pasture of the going up there, that prairie, that's what it was. And they was at Longhorn cattle there at that time. Mm-hmm. And running on the range, they. And them old Longhorns, the least fellas was a fear of them. And Miss Bush said to them at the breakfast table, she said, they was talking about them, she said, them cattle won't hurt you if you just, just go on, pay no attention to them, they won't hurt you. And one of them said, yes, but that bull. one of them fellas is that rooming and boarding right with him, he hunched him about and said,
well, now, if when a cow is about to give birth, you say it's going to?
To a calf. Mm-hmm. Calf.
Or
freshen, some say freshen.
Oh,
yeah, they milk cows. They used to say freshen, but then that's either one of it is.
Well, what would they call a male horse?
They call him a stud.
Well, was that all right to say in front of a
it
woman?
Was. It is. It is.
Well, now, what about a female horse? What do you call that?
A horse?
A female horse.
A mare. That's a mare. Or if it's a colt, it's just a year old or 2 year old, something like that, you call it a filly.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But after it gets grown, you call it a mare.
Well, now, did you ride horses?
Yeah,
did most everybody ride?
Yeah, they did. Most of the folks rode right back there. Mm-hmm. Yeah, more or less. Some didn't do a lot of it, but some done a heap more than others. But more or less everybody done some riding, horseback riding, or muleback, rode mule. And they had. Now, my granddaddy and grandmother had a horse and a mare that never had a collar on. It didn't work at all. They just rode. That's all it's for. They didn't use it for nothing else. Well, the women then used what they called a side saddle.
Oh.
They didn't. Now, a woman uses a man's saddle now to ride, where they wear pants or knickers, whatever you want to call them. And, but then they wore the skirt, and they used a side saddle. And I don't know how they sat on them, but they could sit on them and they were running as hard as a horse could run. And same as a man sitting in his saddle.
Mm-hmm. Well, now, if a person was riding and they went to sleep, they'd probably
fall off, I guess.
Like if a little child went to sleep in bed and then the next morning found himself on the floor, he might say, well, I guess I must have
fell off. Yeah.
Well, now, what would they put on the horse's feet to protect his
a steel shoe.
Uh-huh.
It's an iron, it's right wider than my finger, and it's circled to fit the hoof, and it's nailed on there with a nail.
Mm-hmm.
And some of them's got a toe right here in front of it, that much there, and then back here to that, they've got a heel at each one of them, and that'll stick in the mud, or if you can sharpen it, it'll stick in ice, you see.
Mm-hmm.